We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I mean, just, you know, saving the world one soundbite at a time. By the way, I was at the courthouse today, Big Rig. Twice this happened. I was at the courthouse, and one guy walked up to me. I was asking somebody some things and, you know, working on some title work in the records office. Guy walks up and goes, "Excuse me, well, what's your name?" And I said, I'm Phil Williams. He goes, I knew that voice. He said, "I listen to your show all the time." It was cool. Thank you. And I forgot to tell you, too, I had to go by a local church to do something to pick for one of the cases that I'm involved in. And a lady stopped me in the lobby. She goes, "Excuse me, I don't go to church here, but aren't you Phil Williams?" "Yes, ma'am. I listen to your show every day." "Oh, well, thank you so much." And then I went down to the other place I had to go to. A lady walks out, says, "The guy you're asking for, he'll be out in just 1 minute. By the way, I listen to your show every day." It was like,
can't mistake your voice,
it's
man.
Just like, I was so loving it. It was like,
you're famous.
Anyway, got a lot of Right Side ruffians out there. Love it. By the way, I've got some opportunities coming up where I'll be speaking at several events soon. One of them I'm looking really forward to. I'm going to be the MC, as it stands right now, for Star Market is having their gala celebrating 80 years in Five Points in Huntsville. And it's to honor an organization called Still Serving Veterans. Should be a great night. It's coming up on the 18th of May. Tickets are available right now, I understand. It's a coat and tie affair, so, you know, put on your fancy Sunday go to meet and clothes and come on out on a Saturday and let's have a great time raising money for Still Serving Veterans and honor Star Market for their long history to the community in Huntsville. JoJo from Coleman texted in and said, by the way, P.S., I am not a dude. I think I said something about the text there. I said, "Dude, that's a long text." JoJo, I had no idea. I had a friend whose nickname was JoJo, and he was a dude. So you're not a dude. I get it. Can you go ahead and just edit that and say JoJo female at the end of Coleman? Let's say JoJo female.
Yeah, I got it.
I've got one other like that. I think the name is like, you know, like Terry or something that could be anyway, bottom line is, I will make a note of it, JoJo. Thank you. Gary from Decatur says, "They're desecrating American war memorials, and Biden wants to bring Gaza refugees here by that recent polling support Hamas by 80%. What? Anyway, yeah, I get what you're saying, man. It's messed up. Absolutely messed up, Gary. Marcus from Huntsville, so they want to kill all Jews because of their religion, but they also want all the Jews to not fight back during the holy month of their religion. That pretty much sums it up, man. He says, so at the same time, they're wanting them dead for religious reasons. They want the people they're trying to kill to respect their religion. Somebody's definitely taking some crazy pills. Indeed. And then Darlene from Gadsden says, thank you, Darlene. I appreciate you. Anyway, all right, let me jump on to the next topic. This is where I look around the state and I recognize there are things happening. We got to pay attention, y'all. There is stuff happening in and around and amongst us. Do not lose sight, because what happens in D.C. or even overseas sometimes doesn't affect your personal life near as much as what happens right here at home. So, yeah, we're going to cook up a batch of what we like to call home fries. Just sizzle them. Just cooking them up. I don't have much time for the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour break. My favorite story. You know what? My favorite story is big enough to, I'm going to hold this off. You might want to know that I've got a story about farmers versus gamblers. This one will get your attention. Let me do a smaller story right before the break. Yellowhammer News reports, and I gave you this story, I think, last week in and amongst a bigger segment, but I'm going to bring it out again because it's very timely. You've got right now what's going on. I just had the whole thing about blowing the shofar, about what's happening with Jewish persecutions and campus protests and Israel at war and marching into Rafah in the Gaza Strip dealing with Hamas. Meanwhile, here at Alabama, we've got the United Auto Workers next week, taking a vote at the Mercedes plant whether they can unionize that plant. Well, I just want all of y'all to know this. Yellowhammer News reports that the United Auto Workers leadership, the union leadership, UAW President Sean Fain, who, by the way, is running ads across Alabama on TV right now, Sean Fain released a statement criticizing the police for arresting anti-Israel demonstrators, saying the UAW will never support the mass arrest or intimidation of these exercising their right to protest, strike, or speak out against injustice. Our union has been calling for a ceasefire for 6 months. What is a United Auto Workers Union doing calling for a ceasefire against the nation of Israel who was attacked on October 7th? But that's who they're voting to be a member of in Mercedes. This story just pisses me off. Sean Fain says, the war is wrong. Turn it down a little bit. The war is wrong. And this response against students and academic workers, many of them UAW members, is wrong. The UAW is siding with Hamas. And that needs to be considered when they vote next week. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state. Most beautiful. This most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama, y'all. This state, I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa. Back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'm going to shout out real quick Darlene from Gadsden. I think today's your birthday. Happy birthday to you, my friend. Blessings on you. All right, I am going to once again ask for the sound effect. I need to cook up a batch of home fries. Cook it. Smell it. Serve it up hot. All right, so this story is one of my favorites. And it's got some moving parts to it. 1819 News, reporting up to date of things that are going on. The machinations, the political machinations right now in Montgomery have reached fever pitch as they come down to the final 2 days of the session. I mean, they're gonna adjourn sine die this week, I suspect. Unless they take a break and come back next Monday and do it, I suspect that they're gonna move to adjourn sine die, which means this session is over. We cannot come back in and do no more. They're only allowed a certain number of days per session anyway, and they're about at their peak. So with 2 days left, folks are still wondering what happened to that gambling bill. Well, the gambling bill was jacked up. The gambling bill was, split. Republicans were split on this. Keep in mind, the only way they passed it was for a majority, bare majority of the Republican caucus to side with Democrats. That's how they got it. Then it got to the point that it was going up to the Senate being changed. They weren't going to do all of the, good Lord, it was a smorgasbord of all the things that the gamblers wanted. And I don't mean like gamblers, people who roll dice. I'm talking about people who own the casinos. All the gambling interests had all their wish list of this bill, all the things. The Senate said, no, that's not going to happen. No. And then it got shut down. Last week, it died on a procedural vote. But it had life left in that it could be voted on its merits. Don't ask me to explain. I've never seen that happen in all the years I was down there. But there it is. So here's the thing. The gambling bill technically could come to the floor if they had the support, but they don't. The governor's office has made several senators mad by sending over a liaison to tell them that they will not have their road projects if they do not vote for this bill. And they basically said, you can go pound sand. And they dug in. And then on top of that, you've got the Porch Creek Indians. The Porch Creek Indians, they've already got some measure of gambling on their regularly their tribal lands that are federally recognized. But the Porch Creeks were like, you know what? You just said that we can have a deal, but we got to be limited. We're never allowed to grow or expand. So how about this? We're going to shut down your plan. And they did. And the Porch Creeks, along with the folks who didn't want the gambling at all, got along great and got the thing shut down. It could still come back out. Keep in mind, this is what I call zombie legislation. It never seems to die. It could still come back out. But one of the biggest organizations against it, that took a major stand against it as an organization, is Alpha. Alpha is a big player down in Montgomery. Alpha is also very conservative. Alpha is the Alabama Farmers Federation, and they have two sides. They have what I would call their insurance side, and then they have their farm council. So they do a lot to support the ag industry, agribusiness, agricultural farmlands, farmers' rights, things that are important to the multi-billion dollar industry of agriculture in Alabama. Everything from poultry and cattle to row cropping, they're out there. Alpha does an amazing amount of work. I was proud to be aligned with Alpha many times when I was in Montgomery. Alpha did not like this gambling bill and took a stand against it. Alpha has a major piece of legislation they've been looking for something on their own, though. Get this. A bill by a great guy who I worked with when I was down there, State Senator Shea Shelnut. He's from Trustful. State Senator Shea Shelnut, a Republican, in his district is about to have a major tourism and agricultural site. Alpha has been announcing its plans and working on something to build a 500-acre property right along I-65 near the Warrior exit at 280. Okay, it's going to be an ag center that is an Alabama farm center that will be a premier site to host rodeos, livestock shows, agricultural education events. It'll be a farm center. It'll be an amazing site. Well, apparently the bill had problems. Why? Why would this be? Pray tell, what could be so problematic about putting together a farm center bill? One that's not building it, but it gives them tax credits and that kind of thing. And so the House got a little antsy with the bill, and it went to conference. What does that mean? Senate and House differ on some part of the bill, but the bill's still alive. So they go to what's called a conference committee to work out their differences. So they go to conference committee. You have to have at least two members of, there's three members of each, three House, three Senate. You have to have at least two of each agree for a bill to come out of conference and go back for consideration on the floor. Except they couldn't get that from the House members. State Representative Danny Crawford from Athens, he was like, yeah, I'll approve that. But, huh, State Representative Sam Jones from Mobile and State Representative Andy Witt from Harvest would not give their approval. Pray tell, why would this be? Could it be that Andy Witt and Sam Jones were also some of the biggest proponents of the gambling bill, and they were mad at Alpha, and so they're going to try and kill a farm center bill because they didn't get their casinos? Are they that petty? Could this be a thing? Jones and Witt, it says, are both supporters of a gambling and lottery package that flew through the House but did not receive enough votes to pass the Senate. Alpha has opposed and lobbied against multiple lottery and gambling bills. Shea Shelnut, Senator Shelnut, says gambling's the main issue. It creates a lot of problems down here. It always does. It's all because of gambling. It always is. The gambling interests are not getting their way. They've decided they're going to take a stance and try to kill this farm center bill. So Shelnut went back to the Senate floor. And he said, well, I feel sorry for you, all you House members, because I'm shutting down the rest of the House bills. No other bills from the House are going to pass while y'all do this. So what they're basically doing is they're getting into gridlock in the last days of the session. House is playing games with Alpha because Alpha dared to take a stand and say no to gambling. Why? By the way, I know the way Alpha works. Alpha does not issue a corporate stance until they have gone to all of their local farm packs. Or not farm packs, but their local federations. Because every county has its own Farmers Federation office. And it's and they have gatherings there. Some of my favorite gatherings were to go to Alpha Farm Federation meetings. And they're just, I mean, you go in there and I'm talking about, man, they bring in some food and they have a meeting and it's the salt of the earth, folks. And it is like, it restores your faith in America. They do not make a stance like this until their farm federations, their county federations tell them, this is what we want. Well, the counties have all voted, representing themselves as a larger body. They said, our stance is against gambling. So Andy Witt and Sam Jones tried to kill the Farm Federation bill. That is the pettiest thing I have ever heard of. That's called petty politics. There's no statesmanship there. None. That is petty politics. Well, apparently somebody got to somebody. Apparently somebody has something to say. Because this morning, snicker, snicker, wink, wink, nod, nod, Andy Witt showed up and agreed to sign it in conference. Now, I'm hoping it's not because some deal was made on gambling, but I don't think so. I think what happened was it became very clear you have done the wrong thing. So how about you get yourself squared away, pull that pen out of your pocket, and go in there and sign that freaking bill. And let's get moving forward on something that everybody knows is a really, really good thing. And next year when you want to bring your gambling bill back again, good luck. But for right now, killing a farm center bill that will benefit the whole state, that's just petty. That was just awful. Anyway, that happened. That happened in the last 24 hours. I find it hilarious. By the way, I got a text from the Attorney General's office this morning. Just so you know, your state Attorney General has now filed for an injunction against the Biden administration's new Title IX rules. So Attorney General Steve Marshall is leading the national charge against Biden's attempts to put transgenders in girls' sports and to just totally trash Title IX protections for females. That's awesome. I love seeing the pushback, but I love it even more when it's my peeps doing it. So I'm glad to see Steve Marshall, Alabama's Attorney General, who, by the way, is the president of the Republican Attorneys General Association nationwide. He's the guy. So he didn't say, "Hey, I need some of y'all to file this suit. Listen, any of y'all want to take this one and run with it?" No, he said, "I'll do this one." So we are among several states, but the lead is Alabama, and the lead just filed for an injunction to stop this crap from being put through. That's big doings. Working right now to get Steve Marshall on the phone here very soon on the show, and looking forward to it. All right, Big Rig, tell you what, let's go ahead and move to the break before I even bother launching into another one. We're doing home fries, and coming up, by the way, top of the hour, don't forget, it'll be Grand Council with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. So I got a story here. We're doing a section of home fries right before we get into Grand Council at 4 o'clock with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. So here's one for you. You may recall that we had Attorney Stan McDonald was on the show talking about the ethics reform bill, attempting to basically take the ethics reforms that we had done in 2010 and change them around. There was a lot of concern about it. The questions arose as to, all right, is this a good thing or is it not? I mean, some of it I understood why they were doing it. Other things I felt like they were opening the door for it just to be rife with problems. Stan McDonald made a great case for why the ethics bill had questions that needed to be answered and perhaps shouldn't even be passed. Representative Matt Simpson out of Daphne was the one proposing this. It was House Bill 227. House Bill 227 passed the House. It went up to the Senate. It officially died today, just so you know. I've got a story here from Alabama Daily News saying the fate of the ethics bill to be decided this week, public hearing today. Well, the public hearing happened and they did not take a vote. That's basically like saying you're done because there's no time for it to come back. It won't come out to the floor. It had to come out today or it was done. So House Bill 227, sponsored by Representative Matt Simpson, it died on the vine today. It didn't even make it out of committee. So that's a clear indication that the Senate was not going to take it up. Now, I don't know if that fell into the realm of politics or if the Senate decided this is just not a good bill or if there were so many questions they want to send it back to the drawing board or where was gambling involved. And by the way, I will say this. Thank you to the Alabama State Senate. Now, the House has done some good things this session. They have. They've had school choice. They've passed a number of things, you know, dealing with the, you know, sex books in the libraries. And you know, they've had some good stuff passed this session. But the House has also been the one pushing for gambling, pushing for this ethics bill. And you look at it and go, come on, y'all. Just stop. So I think what's about to happen, if things go the way they should for the next 24 hours, it would appear that the Alabama legislature, the Senate, is going to save it from being what I would call a far more liberal or centrist session. The Senate is going to leave this in a place where it will be considered a very conservative session because of the things they passed. Let's don't consider what they tried to pass because there's always bad legislation. It's what they actually passed. What did they send to the governor? And if they can get by without this last possibility of a vote on the gambling bill, they've killed the ethics reform bill. They're not doing some of the other shenanigans that were out there. if they can pass a couple more things that I think are what I would call social bills, like, you know, the one we had on yesterday with Malia Stevens, where they're talking about all they want to do is pass a bill that says, turn the porn filter on when you sell the phone to protect kids, please. It's already there. We're not asking you to do something new. House Bill 167. I have not heard about it yet. I need to check on that. But that bill needs to pass. But this is looking at being a very conservative session. They just passed, by the way. Where'd it go? Here it is. AL.com has it. AL.com, Alabama sends its first-of-a-kind child care tax credit bill to Governor Ivey's desk. This is House Bill 3858. So, y'all, here's the thing. If you work for an employer that is willing to put in daycare options for you, that employer can get a major tax credit now under state law. It's designed to try and build Alabama's workforce, because everybody knows that childcare is one of the biggest impediments to being able to go back to work sometimes. You want to be a parent to your kids. I get it. Sometimes, though, parents are going to wind up needing to have at least some time in the office or workplace. And childcare is hugely expensive. So if an employer will say, there's a way to handle this, we're going to offer you pay, some benefits, and, oh, by the way, childcare. The employer can now get a major tax credit for offering that. That's a good doings. Tuesday evening, the Senate passed it. For-profit and nonprofit providers will be able to apply for these tax credits. Child care centers that improve their quality will also be eligible for help. Legislators believe it is one solution of several that they proposed to help Alabama's low labor force participation rate rise. And I hope so too, man. I do. I think one of the last ones, let's see, what have I got here in my stack? There's one. Here's a name for you. I'm an attorney. I've never been in this courtroom. Hope I never am. Judge Myron Thompson. If you want to see a liberal judge at work, if you want to see a liberal judge who they always forum shop for, trying to get conservative causes drawn into his courtroom because they know he'll shut them down, it's Judge Myron Thompson. Judge Myron Thompson recently said that he will allow a lawsuit to go forward against the state of Alabama for its attorney general saying that under state law, he's required to prosecute people who arrange for out-of-state abortions. Our law does not allow for abortions and prevents those who would coordinate for it from being able to do so. Well, you've got companies going, well, fine, we'll pay for our employees to go to this state over here, or we'll fly them there. Or for that matter, the U.S. military saying, we'll give you leave and, oh, by the way, transportation per diem to go and get your abortion. It's the most obnoxious thing I've ever seen. Anyway, Attorney General Steve Marshall says the law is pretty clear. That's what I would have to do. And so now he's being sued by a group that calls itself the Yellowhammer Fund. The Yellowhammer Fund is an Alabama organization that facilitates out-of-state abortions. He's saying you can't be here in this state putting together abortion tourism. We'll have to stop that. At the same time, Yellowhammer Fund is saying, well, we're going to sue you then. And that's what's happening. Last one I got for the break. 1 minute to go before we head to the top of the hour break. Come right back from there with the Grand Council is this. I've been talking about how bad the medical cannabis bill was when it was passed. Even if you like medical cannabis, it was a horrible bill. Horrible. Like, oh my goodness. Like, pick all the things the Republicans say they don't stand for, and there it was in that bill. Big government, big taxes, violating civil liberties. Well, they cannot get their act together. They passed it anyway. And senators have recently called this a money pit because they're having to pay and pay and pay through the nose for all the lawsuits that the new jackwagons in the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission keep creating. It's been a debacle. And it's like a year and a half behind schedule now. Go figure. Maybe they're sampling the wares. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.